Meditation is training for life. Here are some tips on why and how to meditate. Included in this audio are some ideas from the Philosopher's Notes author, Brian Johnson. Jonathan Haidt, who is a research scientist, says in his book called Happiness Hypothesis, "Suppose you read about a pill that you could take once a day to reduce anxiety and increase your contentment. Would you take it? Suppose further that the pill had a variety of side effects, all of them good, increased confidence, empathy and trust. It even improves your memory. Suppose finally that the pill is all natural and costs nothing. Now would you take it? The pill exists. It's called meditation." Science tells us that meditation decreases pain, reduces anxiety, depression, anger, and increases attention, improves immunity, well-being. In addition to these amazing benefits, here are some more reasons why you should meditate. Meditation strengthens our mind. Every thought we identify with and act upon is rewiring and reshaping our brain. When we meditate, we're essentially training our attention. If we want to optimize our lives, the most important thing is to get more control over how we relate to what's going on in our mind, to be able to put our attention on where we want, when we want, which also strengthens our willpower. And meditation is a primary way to practice this. Also, meditation activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which counters stress and optimizes our immune system. The left prefrontal cortex in our brain is also stimulated, and this is associated with an approach mode of mind, which includes feelings such as interest, care, kindness, love, and acceptance. It has also been shown that meditation and other mind-body techniques such as yoga, by changing the activity of the mind, changes DNA expression. It has a positive effect on how our genes behave in response to stress. And finally, through meditation, we connect to something which is greater than our limited conditioned self-identity. So our internal reference point shifts from the objects of our experience to who we really are, our true essential nature, which is of pure potentiality. And now to some basics on how to meditate. So first, pick a reason why. It could be to overcome stress, to become more peaceful, to help cope with health issues, or to know ourselves more deeply, etc., etc. The ultimate reason is to transform ourselves and co-create an enlightened future. And then commit. Make that commitment 100%. 99% is hard, but 100% is paradoxically easy because it's non-negotiable. You just do it, whether you feel like it or not. And this is the key to developing any habit. And here are some practical tips. Sit in a dignified posture. Do it now and see how it changes the way you feel. Pick an anchor to focus on, such as the breath and the sensations in the body, a mantra or a prayer, and ultimately with no anchor, just paying attention to consciousness. And every time the mind wanders, which it surely will, perhaps say to yourself, "Oh well," and bring your attention back to your anchor, to this present moment. If your mind wanders 100 times, just come back 100 times. Be still, relax, and pay attention, and have no relationship to anything that arises. Meditation is not about holding on or resisting. We just let everything come and everything go. Realize that every moment is an opportunity to practice. Make your life your practice. So through meditation, we learn to create an inner space and cultivate a witnessing awareness, so that we're no longer thrown up and down by our thoughts and emotions. So we can see more clearly and consciously choose a more evolved, empowered response to our moment-to-moment life. And finally, a quote by Andrew Cohen. If we want to be free, it is important to learn how to directly experience the unbroken chaos and impersonal confusion of our minds without being disturbed by any of it. Only if we can bear it will we be able to take responsibility for it. If we cannot calmly endure our own minds, others will inevitably suffer the consequences. If we cannot handle our own thoughts and emotions while we are simply being still and paying attention, then how are we going to ever be able to make the appropriate choices when we are walking, talking, and engaging with others? Meditation is training for life. If you are ready to begin or deepen this journey, now is the best time. For more details of the upcoming 6-week meditation course, please see my website www.mitashah.com. Thank you for listening. Namaste.